It's All Right by Bob Dylan.
Baby, if you don't know by now, and it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, babe, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. So it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.
That was Bob Dylan with Don't Think Twice, which is a personal favorite. I really like that song.
Yeah, it's a good song. I like it.
It's kind of like a, oh, well, you've messed me around, you know, don't worry about it. But you are kind of a bit angry about it.
Yeah,
I think that's what I'm getting from Bob.
Yeah, he conveys that message quite well. I would have to agree. Mm-hmm, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
So this week's episode is all about missing somebody.
Very sensitive subject.
It is a difficult one. I guess when you break up, then you've like, I think my mum put it like this. She said it's like a bereavement. I was a bit like, that's a bit melodramatic.
Quite extreme. I mean,
but I guess
you
do lose someone from your life that you used to.
Have there all the time, yeah.
Yeah, and then,
I do agree. And I think at the moment in this society, you know, we all have our phones texting people constantly.
Yeah.
So that kind of loss as well, you know, you don't have that person there.
I guess I hadn't really thought about that, but if you're all, like, messaging them every day, or
I think it's a massive part of it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I definitely think that also them all, like, because everyone's always available as well.
Yeah.
That you are. Yeah, I guess that you know, you've completely, like, cut something out of your life. Yeah, I definitely feel like that.
And I think it's quite hard as well, because often when you're in a relationship with somebody, you know, that person is who you want to tell big events to. So, like, you know, if something happens to you at work, or, you know, something along those lines, you want to pick up the phone and call them. but you can't, you know, you don't have that option anymore.
No, I guess. But, you know, it's not a lonely, broken place. You can get out of it.
No, I agree.
And
yeah,
I was researching today for the show.
Oh, yeah?
eHarmony, which is a dating website, apparently it's only $15.95 a month to find love. but they have seven tips.
Okay, enlighten me.
Stop
I'm ready.
You missing your, and it puts in toxic ex, which it's slightly
we're jumping to conclusions here,
I guess. Yeah,
we are.
Yeah, yeah. Bit like that Britney Spears song, isn't it? Anyway, number one is be patient, wait out the adjustment period, and love yourself. You really have to love yourself to get anything productive accomplished in your life. What do you think about that, then?
I mean, yeah, I agree with the loving yourself thing. Yeah. Definitely.
You've got to...
Definitely.
Okay, so number one is be patient.
Be patient. I mean, that's basically just the age-old thing of time's a healer.
Time is a healer.
They've just reworded it.
They have. Time... Yeah, I guess time is a healer. We're going to talk later on in the show about Adele's new song, Hello. and there's a line in the song where she discusses her whoever it was, her ex, and she's like, time's supposed to heal, but it hasn't.
Well, I don't know. I heard an interview with her on
I'll save it. Okay, number two is work through the confusion.
Okay, as in work or, you know,
I'll read it to you.
Yeah, please explain.
Being happy is unnatural after a breakup with a toxic person. I don't know why I keep saying that, but
I've never ever referred to somebody as toxic. Never.
Yeah. I think it's an American thing, isn't it?
Oh, okay, fair.
For all you Americans out there.
Hello to all our American listeners.
Thanks for your great words. They leave you doubtful of yourself and with all the blame for why the relationship failed. It is not easy to get back to your center, but you can start by forcing your mind to focus on new things. So I guess that's kind of distracting yourself, you know, with
stuff. No, I think that's good. I mean, everybody says like, oh, keep yourself busy. Or I feel like people, when they're going through a breakup, do say, oh, you know, I'm just keeping myself busy. I think that's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess doing a radio show and talking about it every week probably isn't the best idea, is it?
No, not really.
But yeah, I guess I would say keep busy. I think the more stuff you do, you know, the less time you have to worry about, well, them and thinking about them.
Yeah.
But, you know, so a lot of the time I reckon it's just difficult to whatever you're doing. But number three is find the silver lining. So you've got to focus on what you gain from being in this relationship. You can grow from each relationship in self-awareness. How and why did you settle for less? If you can answer these questions.
This is brutal.
I know.
How and why did you settle for less? I mean, I don't know.
I guess it's a bit like she must have really upset.
Really messed up, haven't they?
Author of article.
Yeah, I think that is quite good, because you've got to reflect on it and think, you know, oh, it wasn't all bad.
I think. Yeah, I get. Well, the
unless
reason,
it was all bad, I don't know. They're toxic, aren't they?
Well, like, I guess, but I mean, getting away from toxicity, I would say that, you know, one of the reasons that you become heartbroken or falling out of love is so difficult is because you had such a lovely time when you were with them.
Yeah,
and now you don't have that anymore. So I think
as well, actually, that's quite a good point. Thinking of the silver linings and looking on the positive side of the relationship could actually make it worse. You know, if you are heartbroken,
yeah,
sat there thinking about everything you gained from the relationship,
yeah,
you're just gonna end up crying. Or,
but then maybe, you know, that's that old age-old quote, isn't there? Better to have loved and lost than never loved at all.
That was gorgeous.
Thank you. Yeah, maybe that's true. Maybe it's better to have experienced those things.
Yeah,
and have
perhaps
those memories.
I still don't think it would help, though, if you were heartbroken.
No, maybe not. No one ever sits down with you and they're like, don't worry about it. Just think of all the good times you're no longer going to have anymore. I guess that these are all quite straightforward, really. Get social again.
Yeah, I like that. I'm a big fan of this one.
get back in the social circle and the dating scene as soon as you feel ready.
Okay.
There's no reason to freeze yourself into being alone.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like you do need to take it slowly.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I agree.
But getting back into the social circle, I think it's very important. I think you need to, you know, I think often people in relationships neglect their friendships.
Yeah.
They might not mean to.
I completely agree, yeah. But it's hard not to because the time that you, your free time you spend with them rather than your friends, and even when you are maybe with your friends, like, all you ever want to talk about is that, or they're with you. So I definitely think you can really gain to your friends again and
just have a laugh. I agree. Yeah, I think that's a good one.
But number 7 is get physical.
I mean, what does that mean?
It is amazing what physical activity can achieve during such a stressful time. It's an effective way to burn off emotional turmoil and nervous energy.
Oh, I see. It means like exercise.
It releases endorphins, which gives you a feeling of power and well-being. Yeah, exercise. Get physical. I don't think it means have a fight with someone.
Okay. I'm glad you cleared that up. Well, it could have been like, you know, get rid of your anger.
Beat someone up. No. Yeah, I guess that's some good advice to get physical. But I was reading this thing in the week about why you can't eat after a breakup. Apparently, like, it can go one of two ways after a breakup. You either like dive into binge eating or like you just can't eat anything. And I know when I broke up, like, I honestly, like, I couldn't eat one thing. Like, any time I thought of food, it made me sick and it made me feel a bit like,
aww,
I don't know.
Alex.
I lost some weight, man. I lost weight. I look really good. But unfortunately, you start to feel hungry again and then you eat. But apparently it's, like, connected with physical pain. Like,
really?
That there's some receptor in the brain that, like, conveys heartbreak, and that feeling is physical pain. So you actually experience
I think it kind of goes back to that, like, bereavement thing. Like, people can't eat, can they, after
I
that
don't know. Yeah,
stuff.
I don't know.
Moving swiftly
moving on. Right, should we play some music?
Yes, let's.
Right, well, I had a bit of a nightmare before, didn't I, with the with the system, because I'm generally useless at it. So hopefully this is going to be Scissor Sisters with Baby Come Home. And love this song, and it makes me feel quite sad, and I don't think the message behind it is particularly good, but it is a big tune, and I'm not one to not play big tunes. This is a Scissor Sisters.
Just say, drive my fears away. Maybe one red letter day. No more chips to play. When you come home, baby, come home. Baby, come home to me. Baby, come home to me. It's a half past quarter to three. Baby, come home to me. Baby, come home.
Well, that was the Scissor Sisters with Baby Come Home to Me. What do you think of that one, then?
Yeah, I like it. It's good.
Yeah, it's a good one. So, turns out that we've got some technical difficulties right now, and that there's something wrong with the servers and the radio play. So,
yeah, it's not good.
It's not good, but, well, should we just carry on? We'll
yeah,
release
let's carry
the
on
podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just nice to talk to
it
someone,
is.
Isn't it?
It's so nice to get out of the house.
I know. No, that's not the attitude. Right, okay, I'm going to whack on a bit of Adele's Hello. And hopefully it'll be all right quality-wise. But, yeah, it's... I got it from a dubious source.
Oh, dear.
So we might have to listen to everything of the song in the video. But it doesn't matter about that. So let's see what it sounds like now.
Here, and I think I'm losing signal already. Yeah.
Right, Adele's okay. Losing signal. Ugh, have you heard the song?
I've heard the song, but I've not heard the
video.
Have
you seen the video?
No.
Oh, man, it's really weird, the video. He's got like a... She's got like an old flip phone in it.
Oh, okay.
And she's like going to this house where they used to be. Basically, the whole premise of the song. Sorry if I'm ruining it for you out there. But the whole premise of the song is like she's trying to get hold of her ex.
Okay.
Who she broke up with.
Okay.
To be like, you know, do you still feel bad about it? And she's like, it kind of hurts me that you don't care anymore. And it's like, well, you broke up with him.
Do you know that as a fact?
Do I know
that she broke up with him?
Well, not really.
Well, I think you could be wrong.
What did you read? What did you read,
Evie? I've not read anything, but I'm pretty sure it was the other way around.
What, that he broke up with her? No, listen, honestly.
Hello.
Okay. Let's do this.
It's me.
Sweet.
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you, never seem to be home. Hello from the outside. At least I can say that I've tried to tell. Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you will.
Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you,
was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is a lovely song.
Mm.
It is.
But there's something about it, I feel like I really want to, like, you know those songs that you listen to over and over and over and over again?
Yeah.
I kind of thought it was going to be like one of those, and it isn't.
No,
really.
It's not.
I'm trying to properly, like,
I expected a bit more. Like, I don't know. It was all a bit of a surprise, wasn't it? Like, she's not really, like, publicised it. It just kind of happened. Adele's releasing
Adele's
an
got
album.
A new song,
like,
yeah.
It's got
I
a
guess.
New song.
But I feel like, I feel like it's a bit simple. Like, I feel like there should be some more verses and some more lyrics, whereas it's just the same old...
Quite repetitive.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I get you.
But we were discussing whilst the song was playing about... like Adele's cashing in on heartbreak and the cynical approach to Adele.
I do think she has, like, you know, her last big song, Never Mind, I'll Find Someone Like You, I think it's called.
The last
something
album.
Like that. It is a massive breakup song. Like, it's so emotional. That, you know, her performance at the Brit Awards, like, it's a moment and she cried and it was just like...
Yeah. Do you think it's fake then?
No, I'm not saying that's fake.
Crying
what I'm
for the
saying
money.
Is, I think this time round she thought... that is what I am. Like, I think she has tried to go in the same vein because she knows that heartbreak sells. Like, it is cynical, but I think that's the case.
You're definitely right. Like, I know people who've done heartbreak albums and then they brought out, you know, this is the thing, because Adele's got married. I think she's got married.
Yeah, I think
she's
has,
got
and
married,
I think
she's got
and kids,
she's got a kid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it must have been, you know, from her, because she released 19, then 21,
yeah,
and then 25. So she's had, like, you know, a good 4 years of, like, happy times. Maybe she might want to release, you know, I'm happy I've got a baby. But, you know, that kind of stuff doesn't make it... That kind of annoys you more than it. But, yeah. I think everyone's felt what she's felt. But she did release on Facebook a long kind of...
An explanation, I would call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, an explanation. And she says in it somewhere that her last record was a breakup record. And if I had to label this one, I would call it a makeup record. I'm making up with myself, making up for lost time.
Okay, well, it's interesting because I listened to her on Nick Grimshaw's show.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah. it was like first play kind of thing, and they had a bit of a discussion about it.
Yeah.
And she was basically just saying that that's what it kind of is. Like, what, oh my God, I can't remember exactly what she was saying. She's like, it's not about an ex. It's more like about her past, about all the fame she had and like that kind of thing. I don't know. It was quite convincing. And it was quite moving as well, because she had a little tear when it was played.
Really?
Yeah.
She's selling us, isn't she, down the river?
Do you think she's clever?
I mean, I guess she is clever. Like, she's definitely a brilliant singer. I will not take that away from her. And she's a great songwriter.
But maybe she's not. I mean, maybe she's not just trying to, like, you know, cash in on it all. Maybe she is just that emotional. Like,
maybe
people that know me know that in that position, I would be crying.
Well, I know, like, I've listened to Adele before and, like, been like, oh, my days. Like, I don't even want to go on anymore. but, I don't know. I feel a bit cynical now that, you know, it's just selling.
She just ruined it for you.
I don't know. I kind of like the song. I put it in my shower playlist, so it's getting me up in the morning.
I feel like this song is the type of song that you'd put on Welcome on a car journey or maybe a plane journey with your headphones in, and it's raining and the rain is against the window of the car.
When you like you look just, out yeah. anything in the music video. Or like you put your headphones on and you're standing in a field and the wind's going and you're just going...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. It's just an atmosphere song, isn't it?
Yeah.
It'll be a classic, though, I'm telling you.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure. I don't think it's going to exceed her last song.
I don't know. She's had some massive tunes, so I feel like, and because she's broken America, like, I think it's going to have to be a classic. And it was the first one, the first big release from what's to be her 25 album.
That's true.
So we'll see. We'll watch this space. But what I was going to move on to, so we both work in a small-ish bar in Leeds University Union called The Terrace.
Represent.
And I work more day shifts, so I work mostly through the day. And the playlist isn't bad until you've listened to the playlist every single day.
Yeah, it's and not then, cool.
And then to get yourself through shifts... you know, a maverick weirdo like me likes to ask customers questions. And I was thinking about this. So I'm going to put this tune on, which I absolutely loved the album when it came out. And I love the song. But having listened to it every day, I've started to question the morality of it. And the actual, like, whether...
I've just taken a look at what you're going to put
whether that's good for you. So here is If You Wanna Buy the Vaccine.
That's what all the friends I do not like as much as you say.
That was the vaccines with If You Wanna Now.
If You Wanna What? Oh, come back. If You Wanna Come Back. I said that.
Are you joking?
Am I joking?
So, we've categorised that as a breakup song, haven't we?
Yeah, which is quite interesting because I've never thought of it as that, you know?
Yeah, no, I know. And I only figured out that it was a breakup, like a... Because it's kind of like a big catchy pop song, yeah. And like
it's jolly.
Yeah, it's so
seems
jolly.
Okay.
Like Adele is clearly like she's ready to rupture everyone's feelings, but you know the vaccines clearly they just wanted to
ready
everyone
to fill a dance floor. You
everyone
know?
Had a good time, but like if you read into the lyrics, it's really sad. There's a whole
it is sad.
There's a whole part alone, all alone. I am on my own. Like. That's dark.
It is. It is sad, you know.
But I kind of think this is one of those things where I think, in my head maybe, the person's broken up with the vaccines. And the vaccines are like, you know what, if you want to come back, it's all right. It's okay.
Oh, no, I don't see it as that.
Yeah?
I see that he's broken up with her because there's a bit and it's like, I don't want to see you with another guy, but the fact is that I may. And then he's sort of like regretting it. And he's like, if you want to come back, it like, come on.
It's
all right. Right.
It's all right.
Like, come back because now I've seen you with another guy and I actually don't like it and I want you back. Like,
maybe.
That's how I'm reading it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird. It's too
good,
jolly. I don't like
song.
It.
But I just think like, if it's from my point of view, and this is what I was talking to someone about Terrace, I was like, you know, have a bit more self-respect, you know. If you want to come back, it's all right. Nah, man, move on.
Make a decision and stick with it.
It's
yeah,
not all right. It's not okay. no, it is. Just kidding. To all you people out there. So, I think we should put on some more music. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm going to put on... See, all my songs at the minute have all come from, like, massive songs like that I've got used to listening to over the summer,
yeah,
and that are like I thought were massive tunes or like songs that remind me of people. This is an absolute classic. It's Love Really Hurts Without You by Billy Ocean, and you know what, it really does.
Smiling.
But that was Billy Ocean, Love Really Hurts. So we're going to move on to the next stage of the show, which is, let me tell you, that I'm not going to tell you, what is it about?
It is 15 ways to get over a breakup like a grown-up.
Right, where's this come from?
Cosmopolitan.
Cosmo.
So, yeah, Cosmo.
So that's
I mean, it is aimed at women, but
that's
we're
a
gonna,
woman's magazine,
it,
right?
It is, yeah.
Okay, so it's really, it's 15 ways to get over the breakup and...
Like a grown
like
woman.
Like a grown woman, yeah.
They do, I think they fit for
okay,
both
so
genders.
So tell me number one. What's okay. number one?
Number one, either block or unfriend them on Facebook, because that will be the death of you.
Yeah, what do you think?
Disagree.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go on then. Why do you disagree?
Well, I think it depends on how you've broken up, what the like, what the situation is.
Yeah.
But I mean, if it is going to upset you to see them, you know.
Yeah.
Pictures of them with the like with other people.
Yeah, yeah.
What they're doing, I don't know. If it's going to upset you, definitely go for it. But like, if it's not, I just think it's like a bit awkward for them to like then suddenly realize that you're not friends on Facebook anymore.
Yeah.
They might take it as a hostile move.
Hmm. I guess. It's an interesting one. I think one of the hard things about sort of cutting all ties is that you kind of want to know what they're doing.
Yeah, I
like,
agree
you
as well.
Kind of want to, you kind of want to know what they're up to, what they're doing without you. So
yeah, I know that is.
You've got to tread carefully. I think deleting people.
I just don't think it's that necessary. I mean, it definitely does depend. Like if they've been really awful, if they've been a toxic person. I think it might be wise.
I don't know. I really don't know because it definitely does like kind of like throw you a bit, I would say, when you see like a picture or you see something.
Yeah, but then I don't know. What if you've got mutual friends and you're going to hear about that stuff anyway? Like, I don't know.
I think also one of the other hard things about it is like when you're miserable and sad and heartbroken.
And they're just living it up.
And they're fine, yeah. And to be honest, the truth of the matter is they're probably not fine. They're probably not living it up. But, like, you got to get on with stuff.
Actually, that's a good point to make. There is a certain degree, like, when you've broken up with somebody that you know, you want to take a great picture of yourself, change your profile picture maybe. Mm. You kind of,
refresh.
I feel like for quite a few people, they want to just, like, improve on themselves and then put it on social media to, like, be like, oh, this is what you could have had kind of thing. For
yeah,
some
the
people,
jealousy thing.
I
what
do.
Could you could have had. But also, coming from trying to voice an opinion for people who've done the broken up, because let's face it, a lot of heartbreak can be self-inflicted. You can have decided and be heartbroken by it. Is that a lot of the time, well, personally, when my ex-girlfriend that I broke up with, I like to see her happy. Like I like to know that she
that's
was like
that's
she
nice.
Was all right and she was getting on with things.
That's really mature though. Like some people aren't
so mature.
Please.
but yeah, it was kind of nice, but also like it's sad. It's still sad because you're like, well,
I think it's definitely
it's not
a
you making them happy anymore.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah,
but I disagree.
Right. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay. Number two.
Yeah.
Don't immediately suggest to stay friends. And if they do, tell them you need to think about it.
Mm, this brings us back to the can you be friends with the ex kind of situation.
The age-old dilemma.
Can you be friends with the ex? I personally don't think you can.
Yeah. I'm still on the fence. I still don't know.
It's such a difficult one. And I honestly think maybe maybe we are ridiculously young and I'm being naive and ignorant now. Maybe when you're younger you can because like lots of life happens to you. I think now, like, you know, it's only going to keep up, like, keep bringing memories up, like, of
I just don't know. I think maybe it depends on the situation, definitely. What's happened between you.
I guess. I definitely think it's situation or scenario based, but, yeah, it is. I think you should tread carefully when you want to be friends. Because, I think sometimes you think you're friends and
you're not.
Actually, you're not. Or you think, oh yeah, we'll be friends and then eventually we'll get back together. So, you know.
Yeah, there is that.
But also, the thing is, like, you can't immediately be friends again because
you need to, like, heal yourself.
You need to move
stuff.
On. You need to heal. But also, you are going to find out what they've been up to. You're going to find out,
yeah,
horrible things you don't want to hear. You're gonna find out.
It's so true.
Like, just
spit it out, Alex.
An attack. Immediately, you know, there's ill feeling again, and those feelings rush back. So
I think let's move on to number three.
Yeah, number three.
Okay, if you feel an impulse to get drunk alone, call some friends instead. I mean,
oh god,
I don't really see how that's relevant. Like, maybe if anybody feels like they want to get drunk alone, call some friends. I don't think it's, don't get drunk alone, people.
You can speak on behalf of womankind right now from this women's
magazine. I just feel like
that
they are definitely stereotyping women going through a breakup, like Bridget Jones style, with a bottle of wine
ice
on
cream.
The sofa, you know, singing along to musicals and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't think it's that.
Have you ever got drunk alone?
No.
Yeah, it's a weird one. I've never got...
Like,
that's
why
not
would
true,
you get drunk alone? I feel like that's a very slippery slope.
To what? Alcoholism?
Yeah.
Or to...
Yeah,
to making
alcoholism.
Another mistake.
Well, both. I think they're both mistakes. They come into the same category.
Yeah, if you... But what if you've got no friends? What if wine's your only friend?
Oh my gosh. Talk to Frank.
The bottle is your only friend. Yeah, let's move on. Let's do the next
one. Okay, number four. If you want to drunk text, get your friend to take your phone away or throw it into a volcano.
Right. That's
just trashy.
A difficult one, yeah.
Trashy. But
yeah, what do you think about drunk texting?
Instantly, I just think regrets. Like,
yeah.
You're only going to regret it. Like,
I'm quite a good non-drunk texterer, really. I just
keep it together.
I think, yeah, keep it together. And also...
Because it's not fair, is it, really? Like, if you get drunk and say something that you possibly are going to regret, like, it could be what they want to hear, and then that's really bad because you don't mean it.
Don't drunk text, guys. It's not fair, is it?
It's not fair.
Yeah, because also it makes you feel like... Probably more truth comes out when you're drunk as well. You don't think as wisely about the things you want to say. Probably more truth comes out and you can't handle the truth.
Okay.
Shall I put some music?
Yeah, I think
so. Okay, so this is... it's a big tune, man.
I
think it's an underrated one from the Stones.
I think it's my favourite.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I really like it.
Don't give me that.
I wouldn't say it was my favourite Stones
tune.
No, it is. But it's very underrated and I love it. So this is Miss You by the Rolling Stones.
I've been slipping out.
Well, that was good, wasn't it?
Yes, that was great.
Bit of Stones on a Sunday night.
Amazing, yeah.
Right, move on. What have we got on next?
Where are we up to? Number five, okay.
Number five.
Begin some intense rage-based workout routine.
Yeah, so exercise again.
Okay, we'll skip over that one.
Okay.
Number six.
Yeah.
I find like this one's, I don't know, spend a lot of time outside.
Okay.
Like, as in, I don't know if that means with nature or just like out the house. I'm guessing it means just out the house.
I think it means stroll down to a lonely wood on a midsummer's eve and lay in the grass. What do you think?
I think it means go for a walk with your headphones in.
Go for a pint.
When it's windy and listen to some Adele.
No.
Okay.
So, okay, move on. I think you can stay wherever you like. I think it means don't sit on the couch.
I think it means be proactive. Okay. Number seven.
Yeah.
Rebound with one incredibly hot individual, if that's what you want, and then give yourself some time to decompress and remember who you are. So, Cosmo.
Okay, so one tip. So, go for someone incredibly attractive.
Okay, I think that's wrong to say.
Why?
Pretty superficial, isn't it?
Maybe,
you know?
Okay, let's talk.
Or maybe that's what it means. Maybe it means like in the club, be superficial, have that hot guy or girl, and then, I don't know, what does that mean?
I don't know, maybe it means super hot in your own way. So whatever you think's attractive, but probably not, yeah.
Okay, and then decompress and remember who you are, because during that experience, you're going to forget who you are.
Clearly. Clearly, you're going to forget that you go for ugly people who you don't find attractive.
No.
Interesting on that.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I think it's basically just saying go out and have a bit of fun.
I think it's just poor journalism, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But we need to get to the root of it. I think, you know, it's saying go out and have some fun, which I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Move on.
Okay. If you start dating someone else, take it really slow.
Okay.
That's a given.
I guess.
Unless you really like them.
I think it's all relative. I think do what you want to do, man. If you feel like you got to take it slow, take it slow. If you want to. I just think the thing is you'll end up like rebounding, and you'll be in a relationship you don't really want to be in.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. And yeah. Then obviously it's someone else's feelings involved as well. Exactly. And then you're on your second breakup before you know it.
Yeah. You've got an alcohol problem and you stay at home and sit on the couch with your very attractive new boyfriend who you don't really like.
Okay, next one.
Mm-hmm.
Allow yourself to cry when you need to.
Cry.
I think crying is very important. I cry a lot.
You know what's really weird is like, I feel like I've come really close to crying a lot of times. Thinking about my breakup and you know, experiences, but nothing ever comes out.
Oh my god, that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
I've sat there and been like
on the verge of tears, and then next thing you know, you're putting the kettle on, having a cup of tea, and you're like, absolutely fine.
Yeah, it's a.
I don't know. Crying is good. Like it makes me feel better.
I definitely want to get all those tears out, but not. I can't do it. And sometimes I put films on and like I feel a bit sad and then...
Have you tried Marley and Me? Because that is...
Watching Marley and Me. I'm not doing it. Watched it before and I can't cry. I watched so many like... I don't know. I just can't cry. And you know what I did as well? Is I've like pretended to cry. Say that people like... say someone
I shouldn't
like,
laugh. This is actually awful. This is awful.
But no tears. Nothing happens.
Okay, well, I think now's a good time to move on to the next one.
Okay.
If you get a Facebook invite to their best friend's party, stay home, put a face mask on, eat Chinese, and watch House of Cards.
Right. What do you think about that?
Disagree. No, I disagree. What if you've got mutual friends and it's going to be a great night?
I had this discussion in the week with one of my friends who... She lives in the same place as her ex-boyfriend, and they have like quite not a similar circle of friends, but their circles connect sometimes.
Yeah, they cross.
And she's going to a Halloween party at one of her friends, but she's not going for long. She's just stopping in, popping in, saying hello. But she knows her ex-boyfriend's going to be there, And then part of her is like, what she was saying to me, she was like, well, you know, I want to go. I want to see my friends, and I don't really care that he's going to be there.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to be.
But also at the same time, she doesn't want to see him.
Yeah.
She knows that if she like goes, he's there, she pops in and then leaves. It looks like she left because he's there.
I think it does put like quite a lot of pressure on, because you think like, oh, what should I wear? Like you sort of like,
how should I react to them? You have to talk in a social situation.
What will we say? What will people say about us talking? I don't know. It is quite a lot of stress.
It is. And a lot of the time, they'll say things because it's a bit further on in the breakup that you don't really believe.
Yeah.
And then you have to ask yourself this question. What do you mean? Yeah. Which leads us on to our next song by Justin Bieber, What Do You Mean? And I absolutely...
That was brilliant.
...love Justin Bieber. I'm really, really angry at myself for liking him.
No. I must admit my opinion of him has changed, and it was this song. Well, this song has done it.
But the thing is, like, he hires, like, good producers, and he had cool people making the songs with him. Like, he's nailing them. They sound good, and he can sing. So here's Justin Bieber.
We've got a believer on our hands.
I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't go and see him in concert, but I do love him. That's lovely, isn't it?
Beautiful.
All 1 minute we played of it.
We've not got time.
I know, right. Carry on, let's go.
Final two,
smash
okay?
through it, yeah.
They're creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Write them heartbroken letters and never send them. And number 15, take baths.
Right. Well, okay, with the letters thing, that's weird. Don't do that.
I think it's kind of like they're trying to be therapeutical, but I just think no.
Yeah, but if you have the letter, then you're at risk of sending it.
Or worse still, someone will find it and be like, what the hell?
I know.
What is this?
Breaking news,
she's
ladies and gentlemen. Lewis Hamilton has won the F1 Grand Championship. Justin, right, go back. So.
Okay, thank you for
breaking
that.
Breaking news. Take baths.
I mean, yeah, do it. Get yourself clean.
Yeah.
That's it in a nutshell.
I guess that's a bit weird, isn't it?
I think they're trying to say, like, relax. I don't know. Oh, it's time.
It's time.
How sad.
I know. You've been listening to Lonely Hearts Club Sound with Evie and Alex, and we've enjoyed it so much. Thank you for listening.
We've had a great time. Thank you.
We have. See you later, ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye. Good night. You're the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye. Just think I'd run.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Sound.
Students.
In Leeds.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And
it's all about you.
Looking for a house next year?
Then come to Spencer Properties for a friendly, professional and stress-free service.
With a wide range of properties in Hyde Park, Headingley, Woodhouse, Burley and the city centre.
Platinum membership with Unipol.
We are the perfect way to find your first home.
And we've been voted the safest landlord by Leeds University Union.
Spencer Properties. Come find your new home. Take a trip to Italy with La Bezzi Italian Restaurant.
You can bring your own alcohol and make use of our 10% student discount every Sunday to Thursday
on a wide range of top quality dishes straight from the heart of Italy.
Come visit us on Clarendon Road, just a stone's throw away from Leeds University.
La Bezzi, authentic Italian cuisine.
You look tired, mate. You could do with a flat white coffee.
Open from 8 a.m. with three guest blends. This ain't your normal cup of joe.
Come down to Brudenell Grove in Hyde Park and tuck into our range of food and drinks alongside free Wi-Fi.
We're open from morning to the late hours,
giving you plenty of time to kick back with your mates.
East Village, proud sponsors of the LSR Breakfast Show.
Leeds Student Radio brings you The Beat.
Every weekday at 6, we'll be giving you the latest on student news, views and lifestyle in your city.
Brought to you by Amber Cars, you'll be the first to know what's going on.
Call us on 01132 311 366 or download the app
for the quickest taxi service in Leeds.
The Beat is the only place to be.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound
of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.